Today we have the privilege of speaking to Kevin Chaplin, a remarkable leader whose journey has taken him from the world of banking to the heart of social change in South Africa. Kevin's transformative leadership has not only rescued the AMI Foundation from the brink of bankruptcy, but also established the SA Ubuntu Foundation, an organization dedicated to fostering unity and breaking down barriers in our society. Kevin, thank you for joining us. Kevin, your journey from a successful banking career to founding the SA Ubuntu Foundation and rescuing the AMI Foundation from bankruptcy is truly inspiring. What motivated you to take these bold steps, and how has your philosophy of can-do shaped your leadership approach in both organizations?
Many things happened during my banking career, and I spent quite a bit of time sharing that in a book I wrote about some of the things that we were able to implement that really helped turn the business around, and it was through people. So I think it was an easy, shall we say, step to go and start and run the Ubuntu Foundation and bring people together. And it was 3 months later that I realized, wow, God's got an even bigger plan here, because AMI Beal Foundation went bankrupt. AMI's father had died, had no medical insurance, left AMI's mother penniless, and AMI's mother came to close the foundation. And I had the privilege of meeting her and convincing her, you know, it's not good. We need not good to close. We need an organization like that for children and youth. And that's when she said, well, why don't you take it over and put it under the Ubuntu Foundation? So I said, I'll take it over, but not under the Ubuntu Foundation. It's a different focus. AMI Beal Foundation is for children and youth, and Ubuntu Foundation is for adults, leaders, to business people, to bring them together.
The SA Ubuntu Foundation focuses on breaking down barriers and fostering unity across various divisions in South Africa. How does the foundation's philosophy of Ubuntu influence your work at the AMI Foundation, especially in empowering young people from vulnerable communities?
So Ubuntu, for me, is quite a powerful African word for universal philosophy, which I only had the privilege of learning and understanding Ubuntu probably about 22 years ago. And it's enabled me to take those philosophies and drill down into how can you apply Ubuntu in your business, in your life. And believing in that, I've been able to take it into the staff of the AMI Foundation and sharing that with the students that come through our doors. I'm proud to tell you that we've got 1,673 youth every day in our 7 centers in the AMI Foundation. And what has been nice for me is to make sure that we've got, you know, black, colored, disadvantaged youngsters from all the townships, Christian, Jewish, Muslim. We have interfaith programs where we bring youngsters together. And it's really taking these Ubuntu principles and getting the youngsters to learn.
Can you share some of the unique challenges you faced in reviving the AMI Foundation and how your experience with the Ubuntu Foundation helped you navigate these obstacles to create the thriving programs we see today?
One of the principles of Ubuntu is building strong relationships, being genuine, where people can see that, okay, we trust this guy. You know, there's so much dishonesty in the world, and it's about integrity. So in the beginning, it was about convincing people who I am, what we're trying to achieve. I always said we want to build this foundation on a solid base, run it on business principles, diversify income, keep our costs down, make sure we spend donors' money wisely, and the beneficiaries are the ones that benefit. So I think it was, yeah, those values of building strong relationships where I could rely on people. I could go to them and say, look, I've taken over the AMI Beal Foundation. I need your help. In the beginning, some of them said, well, gee, I'm already helping lots of others. I'll start off small. But that helped me to just take it step by step, showing people that you can reinvent yourself. You can come together and help build something. So I think it was those sort of values that helped me.
The AMI Foundation's after-school and youth skills development programs have had a significant impact on the lives of many young people. Can you tell us about a particular success story that reflects the synergy between the values of the Ubuntu Foundation and the mission of the AMI Foundation?
Yeah, we've got a lot of success stories and it makes me so proud when I see these youngsters thriving and succeeding. So if I just look at, say, Sibo Sisu, he came through our after school programs. In terms of the mission of the AAMI Foundation is to educate, develop, and empower youngsters from the challenged and vulnerable communities, give them opportunities they never have, especially ensuring they don't drop out of school before they write grade 12, they don't get into gangs and crime and violence and all that, but also go on and be prosperous, either become employable or start their business. And if I look at Sibusiso, he came through, we helped him finish grade 12, right? Even in grade 10 and 11, we would give him the tools to be confident about himself and believe in himself. He was a very shy youngster. I mean, when I first met Sibusiso in grade 10, he wouldn't even look you in the eyes. He would, look down at him. And we just built his confidence. He finished grade 12. And then in 2016, he came on the hospitality program, the first hospitality program we were running at the Youth Skills Centre. And he just blossomed. He got accepted for a program overseas for 6 months. He came back. He got employed at Pick n Pay. And he just espouses those values. He's now one of the managers at Pick n Pay in Pinelands in Cape Town. And everything he does, he wants to make a difference.
Looking forward, what are your visions for both the SA Ubuntu Foundation and the AAMI Foundation? How do you see these two organizations working together to continue making a positive impact in South Africa? And how can individuals or businesses get involved in supporting these initiatives?
So we definitely want to continue contributing to making South Africa the successful country it can be. We lost our way in the Zuma years. We're still struggling along. And I just believe that South Africa can show the world that what is Ubuntu, that we can succeed. And I'm an optimist. I want AAMI Foundation and Ubuntu Foundation to continue changing people's lives.
Kevin, thank you for sharing your incredible journey with us today. Your work with the SA Ubuntu Foundation and the AAMI Foundation is a testament to the power of leadership rooted in the values of unity, empowerment, and a can-do spirit.